I'm looking ahead. The future is bright for me. I got free from Babylon, and there's no looking back that way. The road to get lonely, but I gotta keep pressing forth. Because I got the most high higher, I'm staying the course. I'm a retired slave, thanks to the most high. And the world walking through your shine, I'm free. I'm free, I'm free. I'm a retired slave, thanks to the most high. And his word and the truth, I'm free.
Shalom, everyone. Praise Ahayah. Don't look back. We're not to look back. Praise Ahayah for everything. Because if you look back, you know what happened to Lot's wife. She turned into a pillar of salt. Think about that. And shalom, everyone. This is Evangelist James and his beautiful wife, Evangelist Louise. And she's next door right now, helping her daughter. And well, anyway, we're with Scriptures Across the World and Watchman Street Ministry here on Repent Radio, Anchor.fm, Spotify for podcasters, and we've got a praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion line, and our number is 407-476-7163, and you can call it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 364 to 365 days a year, depending on the calendar you go by. And praise Ahaya for everything, you know. And if you got a praise report, you can give us a call. If you've got a testimony, or if you want to discuss something, we're here. And the line's a three-minute pre-recorded line where you got 3 minutes to preach even, sing a song. Or if you need baptized, if we're in your area, we can baptize you. Or we may find somebody in your area that can baptize you if we're not. And that number is 407-476-7163. Or if you're male and female and you need to get married, well, we can perform the wedding as long as it's a biological male and biological female. And give us a call at 407-476-7163. And never look back. No, we're not to look back. When we come to Him, we're to keep on plowing. But we need to remember that. So remember that we are to I'm trying to look and see. I'm going to have to look up Okay, I think Luke 9:54. Okay, Luke 9:62. Luke 9:58. Okay, 57-62. We gotta even know sometimes, so. And then Luke 17. Genesis 19. Luke 15:26. Okay. Here we go. Praise Ahaya. All righty. Sorry about that delay. But when we're on here, we do not, hold back. We just, okay. Luke 9:57 on. Don't look back. And then we'll be at Genesis 19:15-26. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Master, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Yeshua said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Okay? So he's got nowhere to lay his head, but foxes have holes and birds have nests. And then he says, but the Son of Man or Son of Adam hath not where he to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Master, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Yeshua said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of Ahaya. So he's saying, let the dead bury the dead. But go thou and preach the kingdom of Ahaya. And another also said, Master, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my place. At my house. Okay. Where he says, and another also said, Master, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell, which are at home at my house. And Yeshua said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of Ahaya. Wow. Imagine that. So once we start putting our hands to the plow, we're not to look back. And here's another example. Genesis 19:15-26. And when the morning rose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. So the angels telling Lot, hey, I need to get out of here. Take you and your wife and daughters. You know, go on, you know. Lest you be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, Ahijah being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. So they're trying to tell Lot, hey, you need to go, run. But don't look back. And Lot said unto him, Oh, not so, my Ahijah. Behold now, thy servant hath found grace in thy sight, and thou hast magnified thy mercy, which thou hast showed unto me in saving my life, and I cannot escape to the mountain, lest some evil take me and I die. Behold now, this city is near to flee into, and it is a little one. Oh, let me escape thither. Is it not a little one? And my soul shall live. And he said unto him, See, I have accepted thee concerning this thing, also that I will not overthrow this city for the which thou hast spoken. Haste thee, escape thither, for I cannot do anything till thou be come thither. Therefore the name of the city was called Zoar. The sun was risen upon the earth when Lot entered into Zoar. Then Ahijah rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from Ahijah out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back. Wow. Ahijah was tearing up the places with fire and brimstone upon them. Lot's wife looks back. Okay. What happened? But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Wow. When you're told not to look back, don't look back. Keep your hand to the plow and don't look back. But they were running for their lives. Yeah, they were. But Ahijah, you know, through the messengers, through the an angel, what did he say? He said specifically, don't look back. But she looked back and turned into a pillar of salt. And what did he say in the book of Luke? Verse 62 of chapter 9. If you're Sixty-one and 62. And another also said, Master, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Yeshua said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of the highest. When you put your hand to the plow, you'll keep going forward and gain that ground. Not lose the ground going backwards, but you need to keep going forward. Keep ministering. Keep preaching. Keep doing everything. And keep ministering, because we're supposed to. Praise Ahayah through Yeshua for everything. We're not to look back. We're to keep pushing forward. Keep going forward. You gave up your life to live for Ahayah and Yeshua. No, you need to live for them. You need to keep your hands into the plow. Don't look back. Don't look back. Just keep on going forward. Praise Ahayah through Yeshua. You know, Ahayah's good all the time. And all the time, he is good. He's faithful. When we're not, he is. Praise Ahayah for everything. I mean, put your feet to the plow. And keep gaining ground. Living for Ahayah. I mean, we can you know, Praise Ahiah. Hebrews 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Yeshua, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of Ahiah. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of Ahiah, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom Ahiah loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. So, if ye endure chastening, Ahiah dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Think about all this. For they barely for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the sovereign. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of Ahiah, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. So, we need to wind up in, we need to endure when we get chastened or chastised. Hey, we need to take it like men and know that it's for the better of us. Remember, if we didn't get chastised, then we don't belong to Ahiah. we'd be bastards then, and we don't want to be bastards. So just be thankful, maybe not at the present time, you know, because it feels a little grievous, but, you know, you need to be thankful that you're getting it, because that shows that you belong to a higher. So praise a higher there. You know, Father knows best. We need to realize that. Because he will take care of you. He wants you to praise him. You know, blessings start to fall when you praise the Most High. So when you want to see your blessings, you got to praise the Most High. And that song that started out with No Looking Back is by Fred and Genius 7. And it's a good song, you know, because we're not to look back. Like it said, it goes on to say more stuff here. Okay, we're going to do the whole chapter. We're at verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. Well, we didn't really go through. We read practically the to us 16. Here on Hebrews 12. Okay. We are not seeing, well, we're seeing that we're compassed about with such a great cloud of witnesses, you know. They're seeing everything that we do. And they see us out on the street, you know, preaching and doing this and that, and then they'll be like, yeah, I bet they're as holy as they are telling people, you know, and there's people that will go around and say they ain't who they say they are. No, they ain't who they say they are. I bet we could find a bunch of stuff wrong with them, you know. That's why it says, let us lay aside every weight, because we're compassed about with all these witnesses, even a higher, mainly a higher, and his angels see us, Yeshaya and Rabbi Kadash, you know, and so we're to lay aside every weight and the sin, any sin in your life that you know about. Ask a higher to take it away from you. Tell them you don't want to sin anymore, that you want to be better, you want to be more like Yeshaya. You know, he will set you free from them. And so that you can run the race with patience. Because it is a race that is ahead of us that we're running. We're not to look back either. And we're to consider, because we're looking for him, to either come back, or we're going to see him one day, one way or another, if we die first even. So we're looking for the author and finisher, which is Yeshua, of our faith. And that is the joy and the joy that was set forth before him. You know, he endured the cross for you. He loves you that much. And he despised the shame, but he made it through the cross, and then on the third day rose again. Now he's sat at his, on the right hand of his Father's throne. Praise Ahayah. So we're to consider him that he endured such contradictions of the sinners, because he was without sin, but became sin for us. Just think, he became sin for us. And he had all the he endured all them contradictions of the sinners against him. And he's saying, lest we be wearied and faint in our minds, because we have not resisted unto blood striving against sin like he did. He was praying before that. And drops of blood coming from his tears. He was asking if it was possible for that cup to pass him. Think about it. And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. And that's where it says, despise not the chastening of Ahayah, because he will chasten us. He probably chastises me all the time. I mean, there's a lot of warfare, a lot of times. We've got to keep praying, keep seeking him, everything. And then your flesh wanting to do one thing, praise Ahayah, that he's given us the strength to where we say, no, calm down, flesh, in the mighty name of Yeshua. I haven't drank this long. I ain't starting back now. Drinking ended for me back in November 2nd of 2009. So, well, a couple of years ago, about maybe four or five times, I had like a glass of wine. But then it wanted to, and I said, nope, I nipped it to the bud and did not, no more. And I just mean one little glass four different times. But when you do that, it does want to, you will hear a little voice, one more won't hurt. No. Come on. No. In the name of Yeshua, no. I'm talking about for communion. Was it. So there's people not even communion. If you can't do the alcohol, don't do it. It's better if you don't. Then to wind up being an alcoholic again. Praise Ahijah for a loving wife who said, no, James, you're right, James, no more. I'm like, okay, no more. So I don't. Okay, so we do get chastened, and like I said, we shouldn't be, if you can't be drinking, don't drink. Same thing, I wouldn't touch a cigarette no more. Or any tobacco products due to how you set me free. I used to smoke 3 packs a day. So when he set me free January 24th of 2010, I haven't touched another one because I'd be afraid to, because it says in there, it talks about also about 7 times 7, they'll bring 7 more worse than them. The one that was, imagine that. Would that be, I'd be smoking 7 times 3 packs a day? So we need to
You know, you ever seen that movie?
Praise Ohio. My wife's with me right now. And she was telling me about her going for her daughter earlier someplace and to the store. Mm-hmm. And
just seeing people. It was just like out of maybe a zombie movie or something, you know? And I don't even watch them, but I've seen little bits and pieces, you know?
Yeah.
And then some startling news. Oh, while I was visiting with my daughter, y'all keep this family in prayer. The young girl's name's Cinnamon, and she was a dental assistant, and she died suddenly, unexpectedly, and she's just 20s. Fair use here, too.
Yes, because, and...
And by the way...
What I was talking about before with them, because I had to stop because I'm riding with her to the store. And
for my daughter.
Yeah, and, well, anyways, I had to stop the broadcast, and I told her, well, good, because... You know, she hasn't been on the last few broadcasts.
Because I've been out helping my daughter and ministering at the same time, you know? And my little granddaughter.
And what I was talking about
in prayer,
not to look
all.
Back was also like I was telling them about me quitting drinking. And then... Last couple of years, drank, what, about 3 or 4 cups of wine, and I told you it was making me want to go back.
Oh, when we when we got our wedding vow, our vows renewed?
Yes.
We received a bottle of wine for a gift when we renewed our vows in Baltimore, Maryland. And so it took us a year, didn't it?
Yeah, and I...
To drink it. But we would drink it every now and again, and then we got convicted of it. And plus, James being, you know, as he shared about his testimony, being a repented drinker, you know, quite heavy. So, anyway, y'all, I mean, today has been quite astonishing in ways. And the days are definitely evil, and just like in the days of Noah.
Yeah, it sure is.
And so, you know, that young girl, she's died unexpectedly. She worked for a dental office, and I'm sure you've talked about the vaccines.
I'm not on this one yet, but
we can
in a minute. But anyway, what I was saying also was packs of cigarettes a day I used to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And I said like this, that I would be afraid to take one because if you get 7 demons stronger than that one that was cast out.
Yeah.
Would that mean that I'd be smoking 3 packs a day from each one? Would that be like 21 packs a day or something like that, a cigarette? Could that be possible?
Good.
That's more than that would be like 21 packs a day or...
I gotta get this order in before they close. Y'all, you can go ahead, hon. I can go do this.
Okay.
If you want to finish up, you still got a few more minutes there. And yeah. I know somebody needs to hear it. Y'all don't forget the praise, prayer, testimony, and discussion lines available 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And you can call it or text it. And thank you all for your prayers. Mountains are moving. And we'll bring it out on the next Mixlr coming up.
Bye-bye.
Oh, I forgot those coupons, James.
Oh.
Oh, well. That's fine.
Praise the high, you
I'm always a coupon girl, y'all. I try to save. In this day, you can't save enough, it seems, sometimes. So I'm going to go make this order in here. Much love, everyone.
And see you in a few minutes, my love.
Ouch. I knew that was going to shock me.
Okay. Well, people, like I was saying, it would be hard on the, with seven stronger than you. I meant not than you, but stronger than the one that was cast out, because he would go get seven friends and bring them. Think about that. That is something. So would that mean, like I was saying then, I mean, could you imagine, I guess somebody would be putting two or three packs in their mouth at one time, lighting them. But anyways, people, we all need to quit sinning. We all need to not look back. Just go forward. Get rid of your sin and go. Live for Yeshua. Live for Ahayah through Yeshua. Because he is coming back soon. And one day it's going to be too late. Because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed 5 minutes from now, much less tomorrow, you know. Think about it. I mean, and another thing is, y'all don't need to take the vaccines, because the vaccine could be the mark of the beast. If it ain't the exact mark, well, it would be tied into it. What do you mean tied into it? Well, because that's what they use to start with that digital passport that they're talking about, that the New World Order's talking about it. If you've been vaccinated or not, and this and that, it would have, they want to make everything digital, and next thing you know, they're going to try to put it in you. Look at Neuralink from what Elon Musk. And don't forget quantum dot tattoos and the digital ID 2020, which is Bill Gates. People, it's getting real out here. That everything that people said is not going on is going on. The conspiracy theorists are coming true every day. Look at the stuff. You'll see. I mean, times are getting tough. You need to repent and get right with the higher before it's too late. Tick tock, tick tock. One day time is gonna stop. Tick tock, tick tock. You know? Ahaya loves you, but we must repent. We must get right with him. We're not perfect. But we strive to be perfect. He said, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. So that's sort of telling us something. And he'll say, go sin no more. He's not saying, go and sin less. So we're to strive to be perfect. It's got to be possible if Yeshaya said, go and sin no more. Think about it. Time is ticking. Tick tock, tick tock. Tick tock, tick tock. You know, Ahaya wants y'all to repent. He's not willing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. So you need to repent and be baptized in the names of Ahaya, Yeshaya, the Ruach Kodesh, for the remission of sins and for the sins of your forefathers. Don't delay. Repent today while you still can. Ahaya loves you, but you must repent. Because that's the rule he made. Repent, keep the commandments, and follow Yeshaya. And y'all have a blessed evening in the mighty name of Yeshaya. And peace and shalom from the both of us. Shalom.